From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting millions in the U.S. could be targeted for deportation. Millions of people live in the United States illegally could be targeted for deportation, including people simply arrested for traffic violations. That under a sweeping rewrite of immigration enforcement policies announced Tuesday by the Trump administration. Any immigrant who is in the country illegally and is charged or convicted of any offense or even suspected of a crime will now be an enforcement priority, according to Homeland Security Department memos signed by Secretary John Kelly. That could include people arrested for shoplifting or minor offenses or simply having crossed the border illegally. White House spokesman Sean Spicer said the new enforcement documents are the latest efforts by President Trump to follow through on campaign promises to strictly enforce immigration laws.
This is consistent with everything the president has talked about, which is prioritizing the people who are here who represent a threat to public safety or have a criminal record. And all this does is lay out the exact procedures to make sure that that subgroup of people who pose a threat to our nation because of a conviction or a violation of public safety or have a criminal record are adjudicated first and foremost. That's it, plain and simple.
Trump's earlier immigration orders, which banned all refugees as well as foreigners from seven Muslim-majority countries, have faced widespread criticism and legal action. A federal appeals court has upheld a temporary halt. The Malaysian police Wednesday said they want to question three new North Korean suspects, including a North Korean diplomat in connection with the apparent assassination last week of Kim Jong-nam, the older half-brother of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. This is VOA News. The human rights group Amnesty International says political leaders around the world, including U.S. President Donald Trump, are creating a more divided and dangerous world in what they call toxic rhetoric. Secretary General of Amnesty International, Salil Shetty, says the report outlines a downward trend in human rights.
The main message that's coming out of our report really is that in 2016, we saw a shocking rise of the politics of fear and hate. So we had politicians across the world dividing societies, polarizing societies, scapegoating minorities, migrants, refugees. And the consequence of this is that there is a complete free fall in human rights.
The report, entitled The State of the World's Human Rights, cast a harsh spotlight on abuses ranging from government's efforts to stifle free expression in countries such as Ethiopia, Bangladesh, and Russia, to brutal attacks on civilians in places like Syria, Yemen, and Sudan. After more than 3 years of war, which has displaced about 3 million people, South Sudan now is also facing famine.
The UN Children's Agency, UNICEF, says the situation is catastrophic.
We estimate nearly 1.4 million children in Nigeria, Somalia, Yemen, and South Sudan, where famine was just declared, to be severely malnourished and at imminent risk of death.
But the main tragedy is that it's largely man-made, says the UN Humanitarian Coordinator for South Sudan, Eugene Owusu.
It's largely because of the conflict, it's largely because of insecurity, it's largely because of the access challenges that humanitarians have periodically had. It's also because of attacks on humanitarian workers and also the looting of humanitarian assets.
Mariama Diallo, VOA News.
Somalia's new president was inaugurated Wednesday in a ceremony at which he pledged to begin stabilizing that war-ravaged country, but he did warn the task will take many years to accomplish. Mohamed Abdullahi Mohamed, better known as Farmajo, took the oath of office in Mogadishu, watched by three regional heads of state and dozens of diplomats, including the U.S. ambassador to Somalia. Farmajo asked Somalis to help him restore order to a country that has endured decades of internal conflict fueled by clan rivalries and Islamic militancy and made worse by recurring drought. He called on al-Shabaab and other militants to surrender. He asked the people to help him address the most essential and major issues, including security, drought, the rule of law, the implementation of justice and reconciliation. He said he believed government can address those issues within the next 4 years.
That's the latest world news from VOA.